Hello again, and thank you so much for joining us. This is Tawny Thompson.
And I'm Tony Cheek. Theater of the Mind Players is a live-streaming gaming group based in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So if you want the full experience, please feel free to visit us on YouTube or join us live on Twitch.
You are joining us for our third part of our second arc of Chill. This is a creepy monster hunting RPG. We're playing the third edition from Growling Door Games. And Chill follows a monster hunting organization called SAVE. All of our player characters are members of that organization. We hope you enjoy our adventures as we hunt down the unknown.
And welcome back, and welcome to our new viewers here at the Theater of the Mind Players stream. We are playing Chill, and we are about halfway through the spooky investigation. Now, a brief recap for those of you who are new to this, this episode. The members of Save Milwaukee, an organization that is dedicated to investigating and battling the unknown, have been called onto a case involving a missing boy by the name of Reuben Hall. They investigated his disappearance and in the process uncovered a disappearance from 40 years earlier of a girl by the name of Marie Lasante. And then a curveball was thrown when the police officer that had gotten them on the case suddenly forgot about the case and didn't know anything, and they did some investigations and discovered that nobody suddenly remembered Reuben Hall, not even his parents or anyone like that. So they went after to investigate the Lasante angle. They talked to Louis Lasante, her uncle, who is very elderly, and he was unable to recall her at all, but one of the envoys, Billy, found a letter from her mother confirming that she did exist. So the investigators right now are in a graveyard wielding super soakers based on pieces of information within the letter. And they found two tracks of child's footprints, one leading deeper into the forest, and one leading into an old farmhouse a few hundred feet away.
I just realized something.
What?
Why was the disappearance of Marie Lasante on the internet if no one remembered she existed?
Well, you were pulling it from dark web sources and, like, official information.
Yeah, so there would have been a report put in, and then that would have been transferred eventually.
Yeah. So we're not insane, it's real. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Can we, before we decide which way we're going to go, can we try and find the Lasante gravestone?
We can look. Yeah,
there isn't a Lasante. Like, these graves are old enough that...
Okay. Like, 1800s?
Yeah. Like, this graveyard was probably here right around when... Yeah, like, in the early foundings of the area, so there's no Lasante grave.
Well, I vote for the farmhouse because I feel right at home. Squeak, 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 squeak.
Let's do this.
Can I say I got two water pistols instead of one?
Oh, sure.
Squirt, squirt.
Suddenly it's the community episode, paintball episode.
Yeah,
Did any of y'all bring actual weapons?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for the love of... Okay.
Squirt, squirt.
Scorpay! Oh no! I got slightly confused.
No, here we go. Touch my hair with water again.
So, water balloon bandolier? No.
I mean, is that in your tradecraft?
I do have a real weapon though. Sidebar, right. Definitely still have a
I think
weapon.
We all have a backup.
Yeah.
A backup to our water gun.
Good thing that police don't.
I think I agree with the farmhouse.
I also agree, but I...
We can go if there's nothing in the farmhouse.
Okay,
we can go deep in the forest.
Yeah.
Not like members of other parties have died going into the forest before.
Oh, man. Now you're deliberately calling something back. Okay.
I had to.
So.
Ain't you read Harry Potter? Forbidden Forest.
So you're heading towards the farmhouse.
During the day. In the sunlight.
Mm-hmm. Nothing bad can ever happen.
Except for a sunburn.
Never.
Yeah. That's gonna be bad.
Oh, wait. Ah, no, I this
is excuse me. Ooh, Lord.
What did you eat for breakfast?
Well, I had more of a liquid breakfast.
I ran over a squirrel earlier.
That is a very terrible mocking of my accent. You didn't even try very hard.
That was my intent.
Still an asshole. Oh.
You say still an asshole, but nothing comes out.
Ah, fuck. Ah, fuck.
And you start swearing, and you can't hear anything.
Squirt. Here, we go. Can you hear me?
Nope.
Can you?
Nope.
Can I hear them?
Is this a Verizon commercial?
Nope.
you can just see Billy.
Can I have everybody make a reaction check?
What?
What?
Reaction, that is one of your attributes.
Is it? It's reflexes?
Yes, I'm sorry, that's
okay.
Ooh, just passed.
55 on a 63. Doubles.
I got a 30 out of a 55.
Yes, I flipped a token.
I got a...
Oh, wait. Should I be doing this on my shotgun?
No.
Okay.
I got a 46 on a 55.
So everybody made it?
Yep.
Okay.
And I flipped a token.
You did how?
Doubles.
Because doubles?
I got a 25.
God, it's
going to
eat us.
It's gonna anus?
It can't.
I also heard anus.
Y'all suck.
Well, not me personally, but if that's your preference.
All right. So, Billy, you've got the shotgun, right?
Yep. And I got 110 on it. Let's fucking go.
All right.
Let's get ready to murder. Just because I can't talk to y'all doesn't mean I can't shoot.
What was that?
Well, that also means that you can't hear when the creature curled up near one of the next to one of the gravestones swings a claw hammer at your knee as hard as it can.
Whoa!
Silver hammer.
No, then this creature is also not named Maxwell.
Damn it.
So.
Why has it got to be my knee?
Chernabog.
Because you're wielding the big spooky shotgun. That's why.
And we're all wielding colorful toys.
I'm gonna spray paint it. Go home alone on this.
86, eh?
88, actually. So this is actually a critical success.
Fudge, not
so. 88,
wait,
88
critical
hit?
Success for it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's under its evil way score of 90.
Does this mean that she needs to use a wheelchair for the rest of the game?
Well, yes. We'll see. So,
What the fuck?
Can we use it? Can we flip a thing to do stuff?
Hold on.
You have two knees.
Oh, it's all fun and squirt guns until the monster starts swinging the hammer, huh?
And I'm already irritable, so, like, why me?
Nate's just like, oh, my God! So I'm so glad that wasn't my knee.
Flips. I mean... And... Let's see here... Do you have one of the blank character sheets handy? I was
gonna I can really quick.
Yes, thank you. So, let's see here. Yeah, we're going to have that be. So, go ahead and give me a resistance check.
All of us or just me?
Just you, because you're the one what's got the hammer coming at you.
Resistance check
is
what?
I'm
going to
say
like
close quarters combat.
It's like hammer toe, but it's your knee.
Oh, 27?
Yep.
For fuck's sake.
Roll good?
For fuck's sake.
For fuck's sake. Son of a
86.
Okay. So you're going to take a major injury.
Can we...
Oh, great.
Can we help with that?
Holy crap.
Can I help with that?
Well, she's trying to roll under a 20 what?
Yeah, we need all of the tokens.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Might as well die.
Sorry about
your knee. That's your willpower, the other one.
Yeah, like, the hammer goes right into your knee, and anybody looking at it sees it basically go...
Oh, God.
Turn into a V for a second as Billy goes down on the ground.
Did anything happen when I squirted
minus
at it?
30.
You haven't squirted at it yet.
Five. Great.
Well, I squirted everywhere. Okay. I missed.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah, I would like to do a...
Are we going Super Soakers first or Real Guns first?
I'm trying the Super Soaker. I'm going full on.
Can I roll initiative or do I just go down?
Okay. So now that the thing has gone, what is everybody's current stamina? 55.
Also
55.
65.
Fucking 25.
Son of a bitch.
Why is it got it?
So, who had the 65?
That was this guy.
Okay, what are you doing on 65?
I...
By the way, what the creature looks like. So, because Billy goes down, and you just see a small, childlike creature dashing in between the headstones.
Black-eyed ginger.
They're so creepy.
I guess I'm going to attempt.
Squirt it.
I'm really bad with ranged weapons.
That's why you should have brought a fucking bucket. What's wrong with you?
I'm going to attempt to squirt it.
Okay.
With a squirt gun. Like a man.
Alright, give me a ranged weapons check.
My ranged weapon is a 28, and I just rolled a 25.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Did it do anything? Smoke.
So, like, it doesn't...
It gets wet.
So I think what happens is it leaps up on one of the tombstones, and it is a... How can I describe it?
Is there an image in there?
No. Not one that's specifically creepy.
No.
But scraggly, stringy hair and skin that has been pulled taut on a very tight child body with teeth that are...
Like,
point... Like, basically, imagine... baby teeth in an adult mouth.
Oh, God.
And
that's
what this thing bears at you, and you see in its hands, it has a, like, an old school heavy, like, hammer with
ball peen?
Yeah. No, it's a claw hammer.
Okay.
And you see that the claw side is dripping with blood, which is likely yours. And it looks at you and scrunches its face, and you go, ah! Piff, piff, piff. And it leaps at you.
Oh, shit!
I wish to dodge.
I wish to dodge.
Don't we all? All right, so give me a...
Dex.
Yeah.
Can I parkour over...
Reflexes?
Yeah, you have parkour. Do it, parkour!
But you have to shout parkour as you're doing it.
Well, it's not like we would hear
it.
I guess in this case, mouth parkour.
Yeah.
So I passed 67 out of 100.
Okay.
Nice. Parkour.
So we've got a 68 out of 90, which means that it is just a basic success. So that's going to be a minor injury. But your parkour roll... was a low success?
Yeah, 67 out of 100.
Okay, so it's actually you're just going to lose 5 stamina because you take a superficial injury. And I think that's just from you quickly rolling back and seeing as the hammer smashes and you see chunks of gravestones skitter off where you could have easily seen a arm or a hand where this thing comes smashing down.
It's a good thing you brought your real gun.
It was worth a try.
It was actually worth a try.
So who had the 55s?
Both of us.
Yeah, Tom.
Okay. So you choose who goes next.
After you, sir.
Okay. I'm going to try... I'm going to drop the Super Soaker, and I'm going to go at it with my pistol.
Okay.
That is a 14 out of 28.
Nice.
Okay. So that is actually a high success.
Yes!
And it gets a 50. So, let's see here. I think guns are... like a serious injury... so yours bump, basically these just kind of cancel. So you're going to do a serious injury to it. Thank you.
It was hiding.
I feel like we should be playing some Ghost. This would be a good, it would be a good background for this fight. Someone's flesh is rotting tonight.
All right. So
much for the Super Soaker.
All right. So it, and it's just weird that you're like,
right.
it goes off, and the bullet slams into the side of this little creature as it tumbles and spins, but it finds itself back on its feet in a crouching position very quickly.
Do I know that I heard it, at least?
It's bleeding.
Okay.
Oh, it bleeds!
Weird question.
Mm-hmm.
Is this child a boy or a girl?
You cannot tell from the way that it looks.
Okay.
It's old Greg.
It's young Greg.
So, 55?
Yes. Am I able to duck behind a gravestone and take a shot, or would I have to do one or the other?
No, you can do that. How badly or like how heavily? Basically, I'm going to rule that whatever penalty you want to inflict by ducking behind a gravestone is also is basically the same penalty that you'll be taking a shot. So like, if you want to really go, face down behind the thing, that'll be a minus 30 for it to try to get you, but you're also going to be rolling with a minus 30 or a 10 or a 20.
Let's do 15.
Okay.
And then I'm going to shoot it with the real gun.
Okay.
I got an 18 on my 63. So it hits.
So is that's
63 minus 15. Why did I make myself do hard math? 45. 63 minus 15. 48.
48. So is that
that's a 18 on a 48.
Okay, so that's a high success?
Yes. Right? Is that good math?
Yes.
Okay.
It's got a 62 on an 80. So
minus
15. Oh, no. Well,
I'm hiding.
Yeah, but okay. No, that would be a minus 15 if it attacks you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, right.
That's so... okay. So it basically bounces. So we're going to say that it hits it for another 10. Okay. And...
good old Busted Knee McGee.
It's all right.
Well, I'm very angry, so I'm going to shotgun it directly in the face.
Okay.
Let's have a good time. 91 under. Well, it's under.
It got a critical success.
Oh, shit.
It takes out your other knee. But I still got a success.
That reduces it past any actual damage. So... I don't want to rule this. It
hit your bullets back at you.
So you prop yourself up, back on one of the
gravestones.
On nearby gravestone, and you scurry, and it runs past you. And what time of shotgun do you have?
Double barrel.
Okay, then this is an easy one. You got it dead bang. You pull the trigger and nothing happens. And then you're like, what? And you pop it open, and you didn't realize it when you hit the ground. Your weapon went off and you didn't hear it. So you're like, fucker!
This is why Rob makes the big
bucks. The sound came back.
Yeah, as the sound came, because the creature, the little thing, is now running through the tall grass toward the farmhouse.
Son of a bitch!
Yeah, and a torrent
Southern cursing.
Of Southern cursing comes rising up.
We don't have our doctor.
No, we don't have our doctor.
So I don't want to ask this, but how bad is this knee, and does that affect my weak stomach?
Yeah, go ahead and give me a... actually, everybody give me a resolve check, because it's pretty bad.
Except for me.
Yeah, you're...
strong stomach.
This guy rolled a 2.
Okay.
Do we have
any? It's always your willpower.
Okay.
Do we have any kind of med stuff on us?
My strong stomach adds 30.
Okay.
So right? Yeah.
I rolled an 81 out of 40.
Okay. So if you fail, go ahead and take a minor trauma. If you succeeded, go ahead and take lose 5 willpower. If you rolled a high success, don't do anything.
Nice.
And we're also going to have that basically also count for the creepy kid spooky roll. So basically that's just sort of the... Now that the quiet has returned and the thing is away, you know, it all hits you all at once and you're like...
Does my courageous do anything, or is that just for when I make a connection?
That's a bulwark against you freaking out when the monster shows up.
Gotcha.
So you, as far as you definitely cannot walk on it, but you are otherwise still functional. Like you're as long as you are being propped up by somebody, you can still do other things.
Okay, go into the farmhouse and get some gauze.
I mean, we have to guess that there's gauze at the farmhouse.
We have to go there anyway.
Didn't the creature just run in there? Or run towards it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I'm sure it's in, like, the barn or something and not in the house.
I don't know.
Either way.
You are immobile at the very least.
Can we rip off, you know, some jeans?
Well, I'm assuming that you still have a first aid kit to make
on our moped.
To make a splint that, you know, stops the bleeding and everything, but you're still definitely in pain, and, you know, they probably gave you some of the pretty good painkillers, but you are functional, but you are definitely immobile.
Okay.
Can we find you a good stick?
Yep.
Good stick.
Okay. So what is your next plan of action?
Go to the farm. I'm gonna kill that fucker.
I'm bringing the water guns just in case.
Right.
Because I feel like that was a thing. And
I'm wondering if this one is
the
Lestrade kid.
Of the mom.
And the other one is still waiting to die or something.
Yeah, I do feel like this might be the Lasante kid.
Probably.
The little boy is still maybe...
just being sucked to a husk.
Kind of thing until...
I mean,
did she have weird looking eyes at all?
It moved so fast, okay. You weren't really able to grasp.
grab it.
I mean, I don't care if it's the LaSante kit or not. It's dying. That's my fucking knee.
If we can save it, that's my goal.
Well, Clark, we agree on some things.
This one taint one of them.
Taint? Rob said taint, everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Shall we?
Yeah. Like, can somebody I don't know, assist me?
Yeah, yeah. I'll shoulder you.
Thanks, buddy.
Parkour. I don't like it, guys.
Well, we gotta go kill... You wanna stay behind?
No. There's other footprints. They go that way. Let's go.
Wait. So you're heading... Well, yeah. Are you going towards the farmhouse where the thing ran to, or are you heading north?
Farmhouse or woods? I still say farmhouse.
Farmhouse.
We know.
Yeah.
Okay.
What if the woods are like
weird
something we can use?
Do you never not have a weird question?
So I have high close quarters combat. Does that mean I have a close quarters combat weapon? Or is that just my fisticuffs?
It's up to you. If you
baseball bat,
grab a stick,
katana. No.
Yes, but it is definitely a katana that you bought at a convention, and therefore good for maybe
stainless
one hit
steel
before
and it's shite.
It clangs. Yeah, yeah. like
good old fashioned tire iron.
Yeah, that's fine.
Crowbar.
Oh yeah,
crowbar, multi use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would give me great satisfaction to see you smash its knee in with a crowbar. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna shoot its fucking kneecap with my shotgun.
I think we should
a kneecap
try to
for a kneecap, just like the Bible said.
just like my mama said, you know, an eye for an eye, kneecap for a kneecap.
Shit's about to get biblical.
All right.
I love you, Mom.
So,
remember
approach the house from the eastern side of it, and
what side are the hinges on?
Well, there is no door on that side, but there is a door on the south side and the west side, and kind of peering through windows and sort of, you know, judging like, okay, this is the house, and you figure, you know, vague layout. You assume that the south side door probably goes into like a living room area, and then the west side door goes into probably like a kitchen. Actually, there is a north side door too, which you think is probably like a back door.
Do we have anything that makes noise
other than the guns?
No, how do I put this?
Like a metronome?
Like a noise distractor.
Like we could throw it into a room and see if we can hear it.
I have my tape recorder.
You know what I mean?
Play,
that way, like, if we can hear it...
Sound bomb.
That means it's not in the room. If we can't hear it, then it is in the room.
Yeah, you smart.
Like an early indicator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes any sense.
No, yeah. You could literally do that with a cell phone and turn it on and, yeah, have it play some...
White noise.
White noise.
Yeah.
I turn on Sweet Home Alabama.
But
that's
repeat.
My theme song.
I know.
Okay. Not Clark's theme song, my theme song. I know.
So how are you approaching the house?
Can we walk around the perimeter and see if there's
with
any
the tape recorder?
Point that
play?
The song
and the
stops?
Song, yeah.
That way we can see maybe it's right behind the other side of the wall.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, look at you. You got that college education.
No, you do a perimeter walk and you get through the song twice.
Do we see anything else, like barns or anything up in the distance?
Nope.
No, okay. Just an old farmhouse.
Okay.
I say we go in by the kitchen.
Am I impaired by the painkillers?
I mean, you've already got the
I was
negative.
Going to say, no,
yeah,
really
yeah.
No more or less than the fact that you're walking around with a busted knee. Like,
yeah.
You've already got the penalty for that, so...
Like, if I can still... I just want to... Can I still shoot?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
Actually, give me a... investigation roll.
Documentarian or not?
You have your camera out?
Yes.
Of course, you have your camera out. Roll it.
3.
Okay.
On, 80.
Okay.
So. There are 3 points of entrance in the house. There's the front door, the side door, and the back door. The back door is probably, everyone's going to laugh, the best one to enter stealthily. Because that one has the...
mud room?
Yes, you go into the back door, right into the mud room. Because,
you're welcome.
Oh, Lord. Because no one...
drop your boots in there.
That one, nobody will see you enter from the street. And neither will the neighbors see you go in.
Oh, okay.
You also note that the external electric and water meters have black garbage bags over them.
So they're definitely not in working condition.
And a cardboard placard with the words "No Trespassing" has been put up there, and. There is an external water faucet that has been also covered with a black bag, and if you look closely, you see that there's broken glass scattered in the ground around it.
Are there broken windows or anything?
No.
Okay. Can we try to turn the water back on at the water meter?
Probably not with the tools that you have.
Yeah. It's a specialty wrench thing.
Okay. I was just thinking, might be useful, seeing as we know that water is a thing.
We don't know.
We know that water's a thing.
I mean, all it did was blink at us.
Yeah, but I'm keeping my water guns. This is what I'm
doing. She's like, I'm all in on water gun theory, guys.
If this is a conspiracy theory, that's mine. Water guns. Okay, so I think if
Wait,
we go...
water guns killed Kennedy? Is that
what it
is?
Yeah.
Watergate.
Watergate. I brought a gate.
Illuminati. Illuminati confirmed.
Okay, so... Yeah, I've got my GoPro set up on the shoulder.
Okay.
I think if we go in the back door, we won't be able to be seen from the road, and that might be the best spot.
Go ahead and squirt it in the back door.
I just want to take a brief pause to let everybody know from the chat. Somebody, hehehe01.
Oh, that's Jordan.
Said, you know it's a good game when everybody takes a moment to make butt jokes.
Hi, Jordan.
So, all right.
To make butt jokes.
So, okay.
Through the back door?
You think all of us can fit?
No.
My knee may be busted, but my mouth ain't.
Clearly your mind is.
So,
we are getting nowhere.
Yes, let's go in the back door.
Okay, so you, you realize that you're either going to have to pick the lock or bust the door.
I have a crowbar. We've established.
Could we go through the bathroom window?
I mean, should we stealth it? I can pick it.
I don't think I'm very stealthy, but we can try.
The main question is, are we leaving the music going? Because if we are, then there's no point
That's
in stealthy.
That's no stealthy, yeah. Well, okay. If there's a weird hag thing here, black-eyed child, whatever thing, who's going to be in the house?
It's my favorite blues song, Black-Eyed Child.
Everybody pauses. No!
Seems like a weird moment to talk about your Spotify playlist.
Okay. I say we just fucking go for it. Let's go in. Let's Kick crowbar it. The shit out of that door. It's old. It's rickety.
Yeah, Clark, put a shoulder in it.
We have a crowbar!
I don't know. I just want to see you smash it with a shoulder.
I want to see you smash it with a knee.
Give me...
Too soon.
Give me a strength roll, then.
Fifty-two out of 60.
Nice.
The door opens, and yeah, the music's still playing. And you do go into what looks to be a kind of a utility room area. Like there are a bunch of, in one corner of it, there are a bunch of paint cans that are kind of stacked up and scattered. There are stairs leading into the basement, and then there is another door
on the right-hand side leading into the first.
You guys, it's in the basement.
Well, you know it's bitch-ass gonna be in a basement.
Quick, throw your phone into the, down the stairs.
I say we set the house ablaze.
The kid might be alive somewhere.
Yeah, we could just put a house on fire.
Otherwise, I would have done it. Yeah, but.
You know, in a rare moment of agreement... Yeah, light the fire.
We're not lighting a child on fire!
It's probably not in here.
No, we're not lighting a child on fire!
It's my other favorite blues song, Child on Fire.
What albums do you listen to?
Okay, can we at least do a cursory exploration of the upper rooms, assuming we won't find anything, but, like, keeping an eye out and then go down to the fucking basement?
I mean, you want to get trapped upstairs? If the thing comes upstairs, I'm going to have to jump out a window.
That's not good for some of us.
Mainly me. You know what? How about this? I'll stay on the first floor.
Alone.
Oh, there is also a second floor, by the way.
Well, yeah.
I can upstairs.
I don't want to go up there because I got a knee problem.
Okay, you let's do, explore yeah. the first
this,
floor
This
first.
House is okay. not Billy Forrest check out accessible the first right floor. Now.
Maybe we can lower you through a laundry chute.
Oh, that's... That
no!
Is
no!
So
it's gonna
sweet
get all
of
the
you.
Laundry can bloody.
Can we explore, please? Let's just start exploring slowly. Methodically. With sound.
Okay.
And what do you suggest I do? Hobble?
You have a stick! Stay outside! I don't know, man! Don't stay outside.
You
stay
have
with
a
us.
Stick.
The only way for you to shoot that kid's knee out is
yeah,
to...
you have to find it.
You know what? You're right! I'm gonna shoot that fucker.
Alright, so, you're heading through the door on the right?
Yes, okay. But not basement stairs door.
Okay.
Does the show, is the house, like, covered in a thin layer of dust?
Yes.
Does it, okay, it doesn't
yes.
look recently habitable.
No.
Are there
It's not a thin
footprints?
Layer either, like,
okay.
it's coming up in big poofs and
yeah.
dramatic
well, footprints.
Yeah, there's some. There, well, there are definitely prints around in the area, but nothing like distinctive. Like,
okay.
You head into the kitchen, and there's an old refrigerator in the corner.
I open it.
Actually, the handle comes off in your hands.
Can we try turning on a tap? Just test it.
Oh, the faucet has been pulled out of the sink. Like,
this thing
like,
has a serious aversion to water, you guys.
Like somebody ripped it out and threw it across the room.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you know, hang on to that squirt gun.
And then there is a doorway leading deeper into the house, and then the side door that you elected not to come into is on the other side.
Could there be a well in the woods, and maybe, just maybe, someone is being held there?
She thought the girl was very thirsty. Not that...
Well, then, I'll shut up for now on.
I'm just saying that
oh,
doesn't quite
finally.
Follow. Okay, next room.
Okay. You make your way into the next room, which is...
Can we sense the unknown?
Yeah, we should probably do
yeah.
that at some
yeah.
point.
Yeah, like,
yeah, go ahead and sense the unknown.
I'm going to roll this one because...
Can we all sense?
Yeah, you can all sense
it. Yeah, last time we had someone on chat reminding us to sense the
yeah.
unknown.
Right.
And this
like,
time we
like,
go.
Wait, we've got these PKE meters.
I don't remember what we're trying to.
Yeah. Under your sense, the unknown ability.
I also have
mine's
a dog. I really don't know what my.
I 62.
My sense, the unknown isn't filled in.
Mine isn't either.
Okay, so you make. All right, here's how we'll do this.
Because I rolled a 21, and I don't know what that means.
You make your way into the main room. And
that's a good thing.
No.
Sweet Home
it's
Alabama
not?
Stops playing.
No!
But he flipped it to good.
Which means he does something bad.
Oh.
Yeah. And looking...
Oh, it's on the ceiling.
No.
Okay.
You're like, there's a brief moment of panic, and then your dog starts barking.
And it's barking at something up the stairs.
But we can hear the dog.
But you can hear the dog.
But the music stopped.
Oh, you're like, what? And you click, oh, you're better. Your cell phone battery ran out.
What? I'm sorry I didn't bring a charger on a little excursion.
Okay. Zisu clearly thinks there's something upstairs.
That's good because something barks back.
What will the team find upstairs? Were the super soakers worth it?
Find out next time as the Theater of the Mind players present Chill.
Thanks so much for joining us for this episode of Chill from Growling Door Games.
If you liked what you heard, please seek us out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and or Twitch. Links can be found in our episode description. Please, please, please also subscribe, rate, and share wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out and we truly appreciate it.
If you're a fan of the current MCU films, Teen Titans, Spider-Man, Batman, what have you, you're in luck. We're playing Masks, a superhero-themed RPG by Magpie Games, and we're live-streaming it January 16th, every other Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Central. We're having giveaways, and we have cool artwork that was given to us, so please, please tune in.
The music you heard tonight was Hell Loop Ween by Lemon Yellow Haze from the album Ghost Notes. The link will also be found in our episode description.
Join us next time for a podcast and chill.
Or a podcast about chill.
Because the game is called Chill.
That was supposed to be a funny joke, but we're not hip.
Nope.